You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, receiving the right support after your sight loss diagnosis can make all the difference. But what if you live in a more remote area of Britain, like Shetland, for example? Well, RNIB Scotland is supporting the work of eye care liaison officers, or ECLOs for short, in the area. And they have a very exciting trip coming up. And we're going to catch up with ECLO Anita Johnson to find out a little bit more about it and their work over there. It's so nice to be speaking with you today, Anita.
Hello there.
Now, you have this amazing upcoming trip to Shetland, and I believe this is your first time heading over in the area, even though you've been, I think there's been work in there for the past year or so.
Yes, it's my first trip up to Shetland as an ECLO. However, I was born and brought up in Shetland originally. We are just setting up this new ECLO service in Shetland. So this is a very important trip to meet with everyone who's going to be involved in providing care to people with sight loss.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what work does an ECLO do?
So we offer all sorts of practical and emotional support. We can be there to listen. It's quite a traumatic experience if you are suddenly given bad news regarding your sight, and we can support people and help them get through that. We can support people with more practical things, like they may be struggling financially and we have a specialist team that can do benefit checks. We can refer them to sensory rehab teams, and they would put in, for example, visual aids or help with white stick training, make the home safe. We'll also be working with occupational therapists up in Shetland who provide a lot of support. We can help with employment, not only the person suffering the sight loss, but also the employer. We have a special team who deal with that. We can give people more in-depth information about their eye condition. When you go to a doctor, sometimes things just go over your head, but we have a specialist team that can take the time to explain to everybody what their condition means. There's so many different things we can do. We can offer counselling. We can help with treatment compliance. If people are maybe having difficulty putting eye drops in, we can advise them on aids to help them do that. We also can refer on to other charities, for example, Sight Scotland Veterans, and we can give them all sorts of information and tips. Driving is another one that causes quite a lot of issues, especially in the more remote areas where there's not very good public transport service. But we have all sorts of help we can offer if that is the situation. These are just a few of the things we can do to help.
Has there ever been that sort of service in the Shetland area before, or is this a whole new thing that you're bringing there with the ECLOs?
They have had an ECLO service, but on a much smaller scale. There wasn't a specific full-time ECLO for Shetland. However, I am now that person. And on this up-and-coming trip, I'll be meeting with all sorts of people, occupational therapists, consultant ophthalmologists, social workers, optometrists, and we'll try and put together a coherent and seamless service to give the people of Shetland the help and support that they need at the time they need it.
So what would be the plan for the service to work there? If we live in a Shetland area and we were diagnosed with a sight condition, or maybe told our sight is deteriorating and changing, how would we access the ECLO service? Would we be contacted, referred to, or?
Well, there's several ways. You can be referred to me by your ophthalmologist, your optometrist, your GP, or you can self-refer. I work from home, so all my consultations are done over the phone. And my details are going to be put up in the hospital, the library, the local community optometrists. I'm going to distribute them to the social work departments. I'm going to distribute them to the GP surgeries. And you can contact me directly with any type of question. I suppose you would call me a bridge between the medical and the social. So I'm like a signpost. I can refer on to many different areas.
And how does it feel providing this really vital service in an area that is actually your home as well, because you are from Shetland?
Yes, but I don't live there anymore. I haven't lived there for 17 years. I'm actually based in Inverness in the Highlands of Scotland. And I cover not only Shetland, but a huge area as far down as Fort William and out to the Western Isles, Orkney, Northwest Highlands, Caithness. So it's a massive area I cover with several hospitals. And therefore, I work from home and I'm based in Inverness.
Which is great because I think working from home gives you that flexibility to be able to support people in such remote areas.
Yes, it does. It's very rewarding.
Do you think your trip will feel a little bit like maybe a little bit like homecoming? Are you gonna get nostalgic?
I would think so. I haven't been back to Shetland for several years, so I'm going to be up for 4 days, and one of the days I'm hopefully going to get some time off and meet up with some old friends and family.
So it sounds like it'll be a really rewarding and quite a nice trip. Now, what are your hopes for future development of the service in the area?
I think it's just making people aware the service is there, but also making people aware what the service can offer. From the tiniest little thing, from maybe they're struggling to read and they need a magnifier, to a huge thing like maybe they're really suffering mentally and they're feeling really down, and we can support them with that as well. But it's making people aware the service is there and how to access the service. And one of the important points of this trip up to Shetland is to get that information out there. I'm also going to be meeting with the local macular society in Shetland, and they're going to distribute my contact details as well. So the more people I can meet on this trip, the further afield my contact details and the role of the ECLO will be spread, hopefully.
Well, I certainly hope the trip goes absolutely amazing and it's very successful. And of course, if we would like to get in touch with yourself, I think the easiest way would be through RNAB's helpline to find out details for ECLO service in the local area wherever you live. And the phone number is 0303 123 9999. Well, for now, Anita Johnson, ECLO for Highlands and Islands. It's been lovely speaking with you today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.